Hello and welcome to Radio X. My name is Dominic Byrne. This is my game. It's 8:31. We have three players of the game. We have Dave.
Hello.
We have Pippa.
Hello.
And we have Chris.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Hello. Now, this is a game that I've wanted to play for about 7 or 8 years. In my head, this is a brilliant game. Whether it transpires to be a brilliant game on the radio, I'm not sure.
7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's taken a long time for me. I've wanted to do this for years, and I've never got round to it.
Anything to do with Holly Valance or Natalie Imbruglia?
No. That'd be a good game, but it's not that.
But you didn't choose to do it instead of what's in my sandwich, what biscuit am I eating?
It needs a lot of work. Right. Myself and Matt have worked tirelessly. Matt has worked tirelessly on this. He's done a lot of work behind the scenes. So I hope it's worth it.
Did you just say myself and Matt has, Matt has worked tirelessly?
Pretty much, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Good luck, everybody. Is he Happy Andy or is he Mardy Murray? Ah. Is he Happy Andy or is he Mardy Murray?
Wow.
Let's sing it together.
Is he Happy Andy or is he Mardy Murray?
Good.
Great.
So this is based on the principle that I've always been fascinated with Andy Murray in his post-match interviews. It is impossible to tell from his tone of voice and his facial expression, therefore, just for this feature, it will be his tone of voice, whether he has won the match or whether he has lost the match.
I like it.
Yes. Yeah. I've wanted to do this for a long, long time, and I'm glad that I finally got the chance, thanks to Radio X. Okay, so what I'm going to do is play you 6 clips of post-match interviews with Britain's number one, right, Andy Murray. Your job is simple. Did he win the match that he's doing the interview afterwards, or did he lose the match?
Yes,
are
I like
you ready?
It.
So wait until the end of the clip, and then you tell me whether you think he won it or he lost it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Here is clip number one.
Definitely last sort of 10 years of my life, I always wanted to try and win a Grand Slam, you know, and having come close a few times and, you know, the disappointment of the Wimbledon final in, you know, a 5-set match against Djokovic on a hard court who's, you know, he hasn't lost for a couple of years on a hard court in the Grand Slams is unbelievable.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
So this is Andy Murray, yes, talking to reporters after a match. I want to know from you whether he won that match and is really upbeat, really happy, or whether he lost that match and is a little bit downbeat.
Are we doing the answers now?
We'll do the answers now. We'll go around. Dave, let's start with yourself. Did Andy win that match or did he lose that match?
I think he won that match.
You think he won that match?
Okay. No, can I change my mind?
Yes, you can if you want to.
I think he lost that match.
You think he lost that match? Okay.
Do you want to change your mind again? Or are you happy with that?
I'm happy with the second
right answer.
So he lost that game. Okay. Pippa, did he win that match or did he lose that match?
Well, he did do a massive sigh in the middle.
Yeah.
That said, I think he won it.
You think he won it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go for he lost because he did a massive... He sounded so bored of himself.
Okay.
I'm going to go he lost.
So the question was, did Andy Murray win that match or did he lose that match? The answer is...
Dan Murray.
He won that match. He beat Novak Djokovic 3-2 in the 2012 US Open.
Like
so
that.
Actually, he was beyond excited.
Wow.
Okay, here's clip number two. Did Andy win this match or lose this match?
But again, I did manage to get myself into a winning position, and also I started returning from way further back in the court. I was, you know, the first couple of sets I was standing quite close in. Was struggling a bit on the return, but I made an adjustment there and started returning much further back on the first and second serve, and that helped a bit. I started to return a little bit better.
Okay, doesn't give much away. Andy Murray, did he win that match or did he lose that match? Chris, let's start with yourself.
I'll go the opposite because he sounds exactly the same as the last one, so I'm going to say he won.
He won that match.
Yeah, why
okay.
Not?
Pippa, do you think he won that match?
Well, I'm going to follow my last strategy in that I thought he sounded a bit more upbeat, therefore I think he lost it.
Okay. All right. And Dave, what are you saying? Did he win that match or lose that match?
I was trying to listen really carefully to what he was actually saying, but again, he doesn't give much away, does he?
No, he doesn't.
But I think he won.
You think he won that
Do
match?
Do you want to change your mind again?
No, no, because that didn't work for me last time, did it?
Okay.
I think he won.
Did he win that match or did he lose that match? He lost that match. He lost that match. Pippa, you're on 2 points. Chris and Dave yet to score. No. Here's another clip from Andy Murray. Did he win or did he lose?
Well, I thought the beginning of the match, he started well. I was a little bit tentative at the beginning and also getting used to his ball. He hits the ball extremely hard and flat. And at the start, I felt like I was on the back foot a little bit. Towards the end of the first set, I started to come into it more and was being more aggressive. And then I felt like I could have won the first set.
Okay, let's start with Dave this time. Did Andy win or lose that match?
I'm changing my strategy.
Okay.
I like Pippa's strategy that when he's a little bit more upbeat,
yep,
it seems that he's lost the game.
Okay.
And therefore, he's quite upbeat there for Andy. Right. So he lost.
Okay, Dave, you're saying he lost.
Yeah.
Chris?
He won. He won the game, Dominic. He won and he's delighted with himself.
Okay, fine. And Pippa, what are you saying? Did he win or lose?
Well, this is confusing because he was a bit upbeat, but he did do a massive sigh in the middle.
He did.
A bit confused, so I think he won it, just on that sigh.
You think he won?
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you the answer is... He won the match.
Hey!
Get in!
Dave, you're yet to score. Chris, you have 1 point.
Thank you.
Pippa, you have 3.
I know Andy Murray.
How can you have 3 when we've been...
No, we've done 3.
We've done 3.
Oh, yeah, we've done 3, so you can have 3. Good. Okay, here's...
what a quiz host he is.
It's the hardest game in the world.
Hey, here's clip number 4. There are 6. Do you want me to just do 5? Because it's taking its time while you're enjoying yourself.
What are we on now?
4.
Let's see how we get with number 4.
Okay, here's number 4. Did Andy win or did he lose?
Yeah... You know, at times was serving really well. Made it very difficult for me. You know, third set was tricky as well because I had a bunch of break points, and when you don't take them, obviously, you start to think about that a little bit.
Can I just say, listening to Andy Murray, I'm ready to kill myself.
No, you mean?
Do you remember finding out he was like a big fan of our show and listened all the time? And we're like, really? I don't know whether that's a compliment or not.
I think you're very funny. I'm a big fan and I listen all the time. And I love the show. Always gives me a good laugh.
Yeah.
How does he do that?
It's incredible, isn't it? It's a gift. So did he win that match or did he lose that match? Chris, let's start with you this time.
Oh, he won. Why not?
He won?
Yeah.
Okay. Pippa, did he win or lose that match?
2 huge sighs in that one. He must have won.
Okay. And Dave, did he win or did he lose that match?
There is no way he's just won a game of tennis. He was close to tears. Okay. I generally thought his voice was quivering in the middle. He lost that match.
He did crack in the middle, didn't it?
Yeah. He lost.
So he lost that match. Okay.
How confident are you?
I am. Do you know what? Out of all the ones we've done so far...
Would you put money on it? In theory?
Yeah, in theory, yeah. Why not?
What would you put on it?
I'll put a quid on it.
Quid? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't know you were being serious with the gambling here.
What do you, yeah.
A tenner? Okay. Do you want to go a tenner?
No, I don't want to go a tenner because I've been wrong with every single one so far. So I'm obviously not very good at this game.
Where your mouth is. Come on.
No, I'm not very good at this game.
We're going out this afternoon. Come on.
We are.
We're going to have a few drinks.
Fiver.
Fiver? Oh, yeah. I'll take a fiver with you.
Okay.
Do you want to take a fiver with Pippa as well?
No, because that's a tenner.
Oh, for goodness sake, Dave.
Fiver each. He lost.
All right.
Okay, so Dave,
you're lost.
You're convinced he lost.
He lost.
Okay, well, like you say, his voice did crack and stuff. Let's have a listen.
Oh, he won.
No way.
He beat Vasek Pospisil
in
straight sets at the Wimbledon quarterfinals in 2015.
What a game.
Okay, I think we'll just do one more.
Yes.
Deep pockets, short arms, Dave.
This is it.
Okay.
You're Andy Murray.
Pippa is way out. Pippa's got every single one right so far. Dave, yet to
come
score.
Come to Pippa last on this next one.
Okay, I will do. Okay, so the last question I will ask you this morning.
Do you want to go double or quits?
No.
Come on.
I didn't want to do... I felt like I was pressured into that gamble, to be honest.
But you were so confident. Well, let's see how you feel. Let's see if you're confident.
I think, Matt, what has happened is you've got the clips mixed up.
Trust me, he hasn't.
Right, let's see the clip.
Here's the last one. Did he win or did he lose?
You know, I have to try and look at the positives of the last few months, and I think I'm going in the right direction. I think I dealt with the situations and the ebbs and flows in that match well, and I felt much more comfortable on the court today than even I did at the US Open.
Okay, Andy Murray there, talking to reporters after a match. Dave, let's start with yourself.
He won.
He won that
he
one.
He won that match.
Okay. Dave saying he won that match. Okay.
Pippa.
Well, he was saying his technique was quite good, yeah. So I think he lost.
You think he lost?
Yeah, he just keeps contradicting himself.
Fine. And Chris, let's come to you finally. Did he win or did he lose?
I just want to say the opposite of what Dave Masterman said. So you said what?
He won that match.
Yeah, so in that case, I want to take more money off Dave. He lost.
He lost
that match.
We're not doing double quits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Double quits.
So did he win or did he lose?
Yeah.
In fact... He lost 3-2 to Novak Djokovic in the 2013 Australia final.
Five.
Well done. Now, the final scores. Chris, you scored 3.
Thank you.
Dave, you scored 0. But Pippa, way out ahead with 5 out of 5. Well you done. Are the winner.
Hey.
Happy Andy Muddy Murray.
So not only did Dave get no points, he's also lost about 20 quid.
Yeah,
Tricks on you tonight, Dave.
First round on you.
This is the worst 10 minutes ever.
Yep.
That was a disaster for him.
And we've still got one more if we want to double our quits on the 20 quid.
We can do one more if you want to.
No, let's save it.
Okay, we'll save it.
Can't afford 40 quid, Chris.
Of course you can.
Can't.
Nice game, Dom. Really
Thank you
nice.
Very much. Did you enjoy that?
And if Andy Murray's listening, good morning, Andy Murray.
Yes, yeah, good morning, Andy Murray. Thank you.
Very fun.
You're a very good tennis player as well.
Dominic, I know where you live from Andy Murray.
Oh.
Brilliant.
No, that was Dominic.
I know where you live.
I know where you live.
Can we all have tickets all wooden, please?
Now, what do I press now to get out of this game?
what do you want to do?
No, just,
well, I don't know. We can play. Do you want to play a song or do you want to play ads? I don't think we've got ads.
What song would you like to play?
I've got Fat Lip by Sum 41.
Okay. Do you know how to load it in?
I'll give it a go.
Okay. Open the fader and just press. No, just open up an empty fader.
Right.
And press go.
Ready?
On that fader.
Yeah. Here we go. Sum 41 on Radio X.
Look how happy it looks because it made it work.
Last time you didn't let me do this, you kept stopping it.
Yeah, it's only days.
Okay, good. It's 8:43. That was Andy Murray, and it was a brilliant game. And thank you to everyone who enjoyed themselves on the text. All right. That went well.
Yeah.
That went well.
Switch the mics off.
Okay.